This message is on the first winning attitude of positive self-expectancy. And positive self-expectancy is the first, most outwardly identifiable quality of a top-achieving, winning human being. Positive self-expectancy is pure and simple optimism, real enthusiasm for everything you do. And optimism is expecting the most favorable result from your own actions. The theme of this message is that winners expect to win in advance. There never was a winner who didn't expect to win in advance. Winners understand that life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and they know that you usually get what you expect in the long run. So winners accept the belief that hope and a deep, unbreakable faith forged into a fundamental attitude of positive self-expectancy is the eternal spring from which all creative, motivating energy flows. The idea that faith conquers all has been verified from biblical times to current-day medical histories to daily stories of heroism, come-from-behind victories, and rags-to-riches success that we read about every day in the newspapers. They're human biographies of greatness that we read about, hear about, and watch on TV. And we marvel over these special people who pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. But let me ask you this. Did it ever occur to you that you also are one of these special people? Well, you are. You see, most of the real winners in life are so busy contributing, they don't even think of seeking publicity for their acts. Most of them are discovered by the media, caught in the act of winning. Only a few famous people are winners, and only a few winners ever become famous people. That's because success is a very individual thing. Success is the way you spend your minutes doing your best for others. It's the way you take the talent you were born with and the knowledge and skills you've since developed and using them fully toward a purpose that makes you feel worthwhile according to your own individual internal standards. In your quest for excellence, there are two powerful sets of great expectations affecting your life. First, there are the expectations that others close to you have for you. And then there are the expectations that you have for yourself. While we all try to rise to the expectations that others have for us, there's no question that our limitations and success will be based most often on our own expectations for ourselves. What the mind dwells upon, the body acts upon.